where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police are looking for a 37-year-old woman missing for nearly 2 weeks. Police say Ashley Klassen was last seen on Wednesday, April 17th, in the area of Cameron Street, and they are concerned for her well-being. She's described as white, 5'8", 140 pounds, with long dark brown hair and with tattoos. It's possible she's wearing gold and white striped high-top shoes. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. A vehicle reportedly damaged a section of the grass at Canaterra Park near the beach area. Police say a 19-year-old from Corunna is facing mischief charges after a vehicle drove on the wet grass, leaving tire marks on the lawn. There might not be a Christmas in the Village in Point Edward this year, or the event could be altered. The topic was discussed at a recent council meeting after a previous memo questioned whether Christmas in the Village should be scrapped and funds should instead go to Canada Day festivities. Deputy Mayor Greg Grimes says he thinks their Canada Day event has enough activities as is and doesn't need more funding.
We have enough things there for people to do between the music, the bouncy castles, the food. I think it's a good size and a good formula, so I don't think we need to double it up. And I think Christmas in the Village has its, as Mayor Hand said, it's very unique to the village.
A report is expected at Point Edward's next Finance Committee meeting in May. A public meeting is being held this evening to review proposed amendments to Lambton Shores' official plan. As Natalia Vega tells us, policies included in the official plan deal with items like land use designations, infrastructure, transportation, environment, and agricultural resources.
A few of the proposed amendments include adding a cannabis production policy, as well as affordable housing and short-term rental policies. Open houses were held earlier this month to go over proposed policy changes. The review process also included an online survey, which was open from late 2022 until early 2023.
Tonight's meeting will be held as part of a regularly scheduled council meeting beginning at 7 o'clock. And Statistics Canada is set to release its February gross domestic product report today. Along with that GDP report will be a preliminary estimate for the country's economic growth over the first 3 months of the year. The Bank of Canada will be monitoring today's figures as it tries to gauge when it may be appropriate to start lowering interest rates. Mix of sun and cloud for today with a chance of showers, winds becoming northerly, a high of 20. Skies clearing tonight, fog patches developing with a low of 8. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, winds out of the south, a high of 23. Sunny on Thursday, a high of 20.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.